And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to our 8th annual Recommended Summer Reading List show. It's our pick of what we believe are some of the best books for kids in three categories: picture books, middle school books, and young adult novels. For a complete list of all the books that we selected, visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. On the phone with me now is award-winning author Varian Johnson. The book is Twins. It's one of the books that we selected in our middle school category. Now, the book, you kind of touched on this, but give us a little bit more about what the storyline is in the book Twins.
Sure. It's about these two twin sisters, Maureen and Francine. And growing up, certainly in the elementary school, they were always together. They would talk and think for each other. They're members of the same clubs and organizations. They would even dress alike. But then came middle school and everything changed. Francine, the older of the two, older by 2 minutes, she begins to pull away. She dresses differently. She joins different organizations. And she seems to love being in only two classes with her sister. Maureen, the younger of the two, really struggles with middle school. And she struggles in this new world, in this new environment. And she can't understand it. And she almost begins to resent that her sister seems to love wanting this new identity, this separation. And she doesn't understand why her sister doesn't want things to be the way they used to be, why her sister's pulling away. So the sisters end up kind of talking at each other instead of to each other. They end up fighting a bit. And eventually they end up running against each other for sixth grade class president.
All right. And the plot thickens, as they say. Now, this is your first graphic novel. How different was it for you to write this book as a graphic novel as opposed to the more traditional style that you're used to as a novel or a book? Was that a challenge for you as a writer, Varian?
Oh, yeah, totally. I love graphic novels. I grew up reading comic books and graphic novels. I still read them now. I have two daughters who love and devour graphic novels. But, you know, with graphic novels, I feel like it's, in some ways it's like a screenplay, or it's a way where you're trying to direct the information and give enough information to my co-creator, the illustrator, Shannon Wright, giving her enough information on the page while not stifling her creativity as well, too. So it's my job to come up with the dialogue and to kind of set the scene and what's happening in the panels. And she takes that and adds her own vision to it as well, too. So we're kind of, I guess, taking both of our visions and marrying them together in this one book.
Okay, so why was a graphic novel the best format to tell this particular story?
Like I mentioned before, both my daughters love graphic novels. But we really struggled to find graphic novels where they could see themselves on the page. Mm-hmm. I think there are a number of really great graphic novels out there. We come a long way with diversity and inclusion in children's books, but I do think graphic novels still have a bit of a ways to go. So as I was developing the idea, I thought it would be really amazing to create a graphic novel that featured Black girls and Black kids. And so we could show on the page their hair, how they change it from puffs to braids, to whatever, from day to day to day. We can showcase their family. And it's not just seeing it in the words, but seeing it like on the page, page after page, this beautiful brown skin, not only in Maureen and Francine, but in their friend group as well.
Now, graphic novels, they're growing in popularity. Why do you believe this format is connecting so well with kids?
You know, that's a really great question. I think, you know, graphic novels are a form of visual literacy. It's a way of looking at the pictures and working it with the text on the page. In some ways, it's no different than picture books. You know, everyone starts off reading picture books when they're younger, toddlers to preschool to early elementary. They love picture books. And at some point, we say pictures aren't important. And I don't understand why we say that, because equating pictures with a text has its place in this medium along with anything else. And I think is a way for folks to rediscover that and to find new things in the images that work with the text, that juxtapose with and against the text. I think younger readers find it really enlightening and challenging in some ways, but also very, very enjoyable. It's like kind of watching a movie in slow motion that you can read over and over and over again.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our 8th annual Recommended Summer Reading List show. I'm Rodney Lear. For a complete list of all the books that we selected, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. This morning, we're speaking to Varian Johnson. He's the author of one of the books that we selected in our middle school category called Twins. Now, what is the partnership like? What was that like with Shannon Wright? What was that like? Because I believe this is the first time that both of you guys have tried this genre of graphic novels. What was this partnership like?
It was great, but it was tricky at first. It's almost like the girls in the book and thinking about where you start and the other one ends, and again, vice versa. thinking about what is my job as the writer on the book. What information do I need to give to Shannon? And in some places, I would give too much information, and other times, I wouldn't give enough information. And it's kind of balancing both of us with what we think works on the page. Often, I would write something, and I would say, oh, you know what? Now that I've seen Shannon's illustrations, I think I can cut this line of dialogue or this capture box. Or sometimes, we'll say, okay, well, the illustration's not doing quite enough. I think maybe we do need to add a little bit more dialogue here to tie us from one panel to the next. And really just kind of spitballing ideas back and forth with each other, also with our editors on the book. So it was different for both of us. It was more involved for both of us, but I think it worked out really, really well.
Okay. Now, let's talk about this. I want to talk about your new book because there's a tremendous amount of buzz surrounding your upcoming book, and it's yet to be released. Comes out this fall, Playing the Cards You're Dealt. Jason Reynolds is singing the praise of this book. Give us some insight. Give us the inside scoop on this book. I know it's not coming out to fall, but what can you tell us about this book? And I'm sure you're really excited.
I am really, really excited about it. It's about this kid named Anthony Joplin, Ant, who is getting ready for the big spades tournament in this community. It's a big Joplin man tradition for them to play and win in the tournament. His brother, his dad, his granddad has won before them. But Ant's kind of crumbled under the pressure before, so he's hoping to redeem himself this year. Also, but while he's trying to get ready for the tournament, and his father, he's talking to his father about it and preparing, he starts to see his father kind of struggling a little bit. And he sees that his father is starting to kind of deteriorate. He's distracted. We find out he's got some issues with gambling and things like that. And he's trying to really figure out, what does that mean? What does it mean to be a man, a Joplin man? Is his father right? Is his father wrong? What does his brother have to say? What's his path in the world? So I love the book. I love the game of spades. I grew up playing spades. So I really want to write a book about the game of spades and how it fit within my community, my Black community growing up. But also I wanted to talk about toxic masculinity and how, as a young person, we often grapple with what it is and what does it look like and how do we push back against it.
All right. Sounds really fascinating. And when the book is released, you're more than welcome to come back. I'd love to have you back and we can talk more about that book at that time. But we're out of time this morning. If our listeners, if they would like to find out more about you, Varian Johnson, more about the book Twins, if they would like to get a copy of the book, how can they find out more about you, Varian?
Best way is to look me up online, varianjohnson.com. I'm also around on Twitter, I think, at Varian Johnson. I'm on Instagram as well. But my website, varianjohnson.com, is always the best place to start. They'll have links to all my books, links to bookstores, to Scholastic, all of that jazz.
All right. Thank you very much, Varian.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you. This was great. I would love to come back, and I love doing this. I love what you're doing for promoting reading. I think it's just a great initiative.
Thank you, Varian.
Thanks so much, Rodney. Bye.
We've been speaking to author Varian Johnson. Again, the title of the book is Twins. It's our 8th annual Recommended Summer Reading List show. I'm Rodney Lear. For a complete list of all the books that we selected in three categories on our Recommended Summer Reading List, picture books, middle school reads, and young adult novels, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Like us there, and we'll have the complete list there. You can also check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Rodney Lear on Air, and we'll have the complete list there as well.
Save big money at Menards. Get your garden ready with groundbreaking power equipment from Earthquake. Tillers are great for breaking up compact soil and killing weeds in your garden. Get maximum power in a compact frame with a Pioneer rear tine tiller. It features dual direction tines and self-propelled steel wheels. Hurry in for all of your lawn and garden needs and visit Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.